Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, my friends, Josh here with the Quick Talk Podcast. How are you? I'm so excited because today I'm going to invite you to something amazing that I've been excited about for a long time with my wife as we plan. You know what I'm about to say because you listen to the other episodes, and we're going to talk and go deeper specifically with what the Automate Grow Sell experience, our first live event in person, mano y mano, which is coming this October 2017. We want you to be there. Listen, a lot of you guys have listened to over 100 episodes of me blabbing on and rambling and adding value and being passionate and telling you how to grow your business and create an amazing culture and understand, you know, your sales better and your team better and every part of your business that needs to be systemized. But you know what? How cool would it be if we could actually connect in real life? If you could come hang out with me, get one-on-one help with your business, not just from me, but from some of the other secret high-level guests that I'm going to be flying in. These are all people with multi-seven-figure businesses that will be able to sit down, mastermind with you, go through your company. And look, we do vet the people that apply to the Automate Grow Sell experience, and not everybody's accepted, but it's not because you have a big business or a small business. It has a lot more to do with if you're hungry and if I feel your personality is a good fit. We want a certain type of people to be at this event with us. You know, husbands and wives, or you know, your girlfriend or your business partner. We want it to be an experience for you and a guest. And so we're going to break down kind of what this is, what you can expect, and why it's such a huge deal. It's a pretty big undertaking to put it on. I have my wife with me here again, Ashley. The planning, even now, so far in advance, has been pretty intense, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's been very intense to locking down the venue, researching helicopters. I'm just kidding. Well, actually, I have had to research them. But even taste testing the food, because we want this to be an excellent experience for you. And so it matters to us.
Yeah, and it's not a business conference. Okay, now, I love business conferences. There's tons of value there. This is different. I really want to get this into your head. This is a very exclusive opportunity for you to get one-on-one help in a small group setting with other people rowing in the same direction as you, people trying to do the same things as you. Access to me specifically in our home. You know, we have a convention center and hotel, but every day for the 3 days, we're going to come back to our actual home and do different activities and mastermind breakouts and all kinds of systemizing and whiteboarding and going deep. It's going to be amazing. So it's not really a conference. So let's talk about some of the differences, right? There's conventions, which I'm a fan of. I've spoken at conventions. But this is different because, at least from the spouse perspective, tell me what you were saying before we started recording, Ash.
I love going to conventions. But I don't have like a 100% role in the business. I know a lot of spouses do, but I think this is going to be a really different look at it, because we're going to get you all on the same page. Not that we're going to throw you into the business if you don't currently have a role, but you guys are going to be on the same page after you leave. Even if you're a business partner, if you're bringing your business partner, sometimes you have different leading techniques, like your leadership techniques are different, your roles are different, and I think this is going to be a great time to just get away and to regroup on what your teamwork's going to be like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think at conventions too, you take a lot of notes, and it's like a whirlwind. So you go from session to session to session to session, you scribble 20 pages of notes, you get very excited, and then you're instantaneously totally overwhelmed. As soon as you leave, you don't even know where to start. You have specific questions that really you need, like one-on-one help, at least for a few hours, right? Because every business is different and you can't get that at those big events.
Yes. And I think this is going to sound cheesy, but we're going to try to inspire you to your core so that you go back and you are fully equipped. You don't have to go back to those notes. If you want to go back to those notes, you can, but it's going to be something instilled in you. That is our hope for this.
Yeah. With event. A real plan, with an actual action plan. You know, when I work with people one-on-one, we build actual step-by-step action plans, because talking about concepts and theories like we do on the podcast, because I keep it general because we have, you know, thousands of different people that listen to it, but each business has a different order of events that they need to take to achieve whatever success means for them. And some people want a smaller, highly profitable artisan business. Well, your business plan, your strategy and tactics, your marketing calendar, the step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, through 23, those steps are different for Bill than they are for Mary. And Mary's company wants something entirely different, is in a different part of the country, offers different services, has a different buying cycle. Everything can be different. So getting the one-on-one is humongous. It's massive. To be able to just get in a fun, quiet environment, to me, that's the biggest benefit. Not just the fact that it's going to be a ton of fun and we have lots of surprises. It's knowing that you'll be able to walk away with the Automate Grow Sell binder full of the exact steps you need to take to get to the next level for mm-hmm. your company.
I think when I think of events like this, I think of they're kind of like a more of a big box kind of event. You know what I mean? They kind of just cater to the general public, where this is going to be more of a boutique. I know this is, there's a lot of men out there that are like, what? Don't say that word. But a boutique, we are specializing it for you and for your company. There will be different size companies, different year companies there, but it's going to be catered to you and the guests you bring. I know, I can say a little story, is that when we went to Nashville, I can only handle looking at so many water-fed poles. I know everybody loves the water-fed pole. I'm sorry, but I had looked at so many water-fed poles that one day that I was like, I needed a water-fed pole detox. Josh was super excited about the water-fed pole and the different this and the different that, and it was just overwhelming. This is not going to be, we're not going to be selling anything there too. I think that's important
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, nothing sold. This is all about building out a plan for you, getting you clear. And really, we wrote like a mission statement for it. And the mission statement is how to overcome, you know, the overwhelm in your business, get clarity, and to start loving your business again. And maybe it's not that you're mad at your business. Maybe you love your business. But I know better. And I know that a lot of you, you're frustrated. Maybe there's awkward passive-aggressive tension between you and your business, right? Maybe your business was supposed to be like this, and then now it's acting like that. And it's like, oh, you know, everything changed once I quit my job, and now it's harder than I thought. The point is that there's a lot of reasons to love a small business. It's really hard to remember those reasons when you're in the middle of hell, fighting for your life, and things aren't working exactly like you thought. And sometimes little itty-bitty-bitty tweaks can change everything. Little itty-bitty tweaks. And we're going to help you get those tweaks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If I can have a little confession hour. There have been many times that I have had a love-hate relationship for the businesses that we have owned. Sometimes I felt like it was another woman in the relationship. Mm. It wasn't. It just felt like that. It felt like the business absorbed a lot of my husband's time. Sometimes it got the best of him and we got the leftovers. Sometimes it got better presents than I got. I know that sounds a little silly.
meaning like you need a new car, but instead we buy $20,000 worth of business tools or something.
Yeah, or like the crew leader got a new truck and I'm just
right
driving along.
Oh gosh, we had so much of that over the years. So much.
Or like the new power washer came in and I needed a new
dryer. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's like you get a little envious and you try not to do it because I know it pays the bills, but you get a little
there's so much uncertainty though. Like, remember when we were in that? Like, we didn't know it was going to eventually be this amazing, perfect machine. Everything would be good. We'd go to Costa Rica and we'd sell it and all this stuff would happen. But how valuable would it have been for us in year 5 or 6 to go to something like this, sit down with really, really compassionate and detailed one-on-one helping like CEOs of multi-million dollar, like people that were 10 steps ahead of us. What if we could have sat with them and they could have said, oh, no, this is good. We need to tweak this. This all looks really good. What we got to do though is we need another 18 months because then this will happen and then you can get your van over here, but we need to invest. What if we had that and like we knew for a fact that was the path?
Game changer. I think it would be a huge game changer, especially for me. I know it would have been a huge encourager to have a mentor that had already been in those shoes, had already lived that life. And so I think that would have been a huge game changer for me. I think also one other thing that I fight is, or that I have fought in the past, maybe sometimes I still will fight this, is having a normal life, whatever that means. But sometimes I get envious of that. But then other times I celebrate that and I'm like, no, my life is not normal. And these are the amazing reasons why. So there's this like weird balancing act between business, a love hate, a normal, mm-hmm. not normal. Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
I think it's a little different for everybody. But the one thing I know that's consistent for everybody is that no matter if you're feeling down about your business or you're feeling like you can conquer the world, in both cases, it's ridiculously valuable to get a step-by-step list of the next steps to get you wherever you're trying to go. And there's no better way to do that. In fact, there really is no way to do that, except that you sit down with someone that has been there and done it, and they have your undivided attention for a period of time so we can go through stuff. And that's hard to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I did one-on-one calls that people in my boot camp can schedule calls with me. It's not something that's very scalable because there's just one of me, right?
Yes.
So opportunities like this are rare, you know, for you to get that kind of help. You know, if I was just to fly to your state and come talk to you about your business for a week, I'd have to charge a lot of money for that, for my time. Well, this makes it easy. Here, I want to go over a few of the promises that really me and you came up with, Ashley, and what we're claiming, what we're promising. Because the event, you know, you could say it's expensive, I guess. I think it's not, and I'll make my case for that in a minute. But first, let me tell you what the promises are. First of all, this is a totally new opportunity. It's unique. You've never seen it before. This isn't another fill-in-the-blank event. This isn't a convention or a trade show or something. This is its own category, okay? So try to wrap your head around the fact that this is not comparable to anything else, okay? And we'll tell you why in a minute. But we guarantee it'll be the best business event you've ever went to for your service company, and that you'll have total clarity when you leave. You will not leave this without understanding the next four steps for you to take to get to where you want to go. You're going to learn more, and you're going to make more breakthroughs than really you ever could at these other events, because it's intimate, because you have one-on-one access. It's a super small group, so it's going to be very good in that respect. There's no decisions for you to make. Some of the benefits of the way that we set this up is, if you just get to Grand Rapids, Michigan at the right day, you don't have to think about anything. Like, all of your food is taken care of, your lodging, like, you don't have to bring a pen. You don't have to do anything. You're going to walk into your hotel rooms paid for. There's a great hot tub and pool and stuff to relax at night. Transportation to and from the airport and to our home, where we do masterminds and fun, crazy stuff, hopefully with helicopters. It's all taken care of. I don't want you to have to plan a bunch of stuff out. You simply put your deposit down, show up when the event is going live, and just relax and take it all in. It's totally inclusive, right? It's also an exclusive vetted group of people that are all going to have positive attitudes, people that are hungry to grow their business. They're ready for a breakthrough. They're ready to get clear. Every single person there will be that person, which is amazing. And then, of course, you get the one-on-one access to get your specific questions answered, so we can actually whiteboard things out, create systems in person, and put them in your binder and to fix problems. I think that's amazing.
I have to say, out of all those, I'm excited about the people who are coming. I've read their goals and the things that they are hungry people. They are epic people.
Mm-hmm.
They are people who are going to go do big things. These are people I want to be friends with, and other people are going to want to be friends with. Like, I think there's going to be a little group of people after this event that are going to do it together.
Lifelong friendships are going to be formed at this event. There's no doubt about it. So enough of us ranting about that. Look, here's the deal. And then we're going to do the rest of the podcast, and we give some good nuggets on why you should start loving your business again, and remind you why it's freaking amazing that you're already doing a business, even if it's broken, even if it's messy, even if it's not perfect. Who cares? Like, you're already winning. And so we'll go into that in a second. But here's my call to action, okay? If you are a perpetual consumer of information, if you have no problem spending thousands of dollars on a piece of equipment, but you hesitate at an opportunity to get in a room with me and like-minded people like yourself and other CEOs that have accomplished a lot, built and sold companies, if you hesitate on that, I want to push you, okay? You need to make this happen. You need to take responsibility for your own mental sanity and your own personal education, okay? You can listen to free podcasts. It's not the same thing as what this is. These are going to sell out quick. We have this series of podcasts, our first time publicly, like, inviting people to this.
And we already are.
We've sold half of them out already just by kind of secretly messaging and seeing if there's interest and kind of privately messaging a few people because it's small. There's only 30 spots. Half of them are gone. So only about 15 of you guys are going to be able to do this. You put $1,000 down, that reserves your spot, and then you'll pay the other $1,000 like a month before the event. And look, you don't have to pay for anything else except your travel to get to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your hotel, your food, your workbooks, all the knowledge, all the speakers, all the one-on-one, everything's included. Nothing is sold to you at this event. It's just to serve you. So I want to nudge you to make the decision. Make it happen. Why did you go into business for yourself? So you couldn't take a few days off to do something like this that you know you need? Make it happen, Captain. Go to automategrowsell.com/experience, and there's going to be a short application. You can make your deposit. You're going to answer a few questions. Tell us about your business goals, how long you've been in business, what you're doing, what your deal is, and we're going to go through those and pick out what we feel are the best fits. So go to automategrowsell.com/experience. I want nothing more than to meet some of you guys in person for several days in northern Michigan, right on Lake Michigan in Ludington. It's going to be amazing. We have a beautiful place up there. The city where it's at is a great place. You can even come a few days early with your family or something, or stay a few days extra, whatever you want. Do you have anything to add?
I would just add this. I am the thrifty person out of our relationship. I use coupons. I go to Goodwill. There's been many times, and now that I'm on Facebook and I see different things that are going on in people's businesses, I notice a lot of people hesitate to reinvest in their business. They're a little triggered.
Well, it's scary.
I know it's scary. My husband, on the other hand, he has always been, he can see very clearly what is important for his business, and he's bought them. And sometimes I'm like, why did you buy that? Why are you doing that? When I'm thinking back in my mind, there's not one purchase that he's done that has ever hurt our business.
No.
He was always right.
I've done some bad marketing deals in my day, that's for sure.
Door hangers.
But when you invest in your own education, you get to keep that forever. Okay, and this isn't the Automate Grow Sell business boring conference event. It's the Automate Grow Sell experience. You're going to get clear. You're going to walk in the woods and write things in a journal. You're going to argue and hash things out and get clear in your vision with your spouse or whoever you bring with you. You're going to get one-on-one time to do whiteboarding, do mastermind sessions. We're going to do group activities. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome. So you got to be there.
And just a little extra side note, the colors are beautiful up there. It's going to be fall. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to bring a sweater and a scarf. It's going to be crisp. It's going to be something you see like...
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Just Google Ludington, Michigan fall and look at some of the pictures.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the website and there's some pictures. That's it, guys. Listen, if you got that little nudge in your stomach saying, oh, God, I need to make this happen, then make it happen. Find a way. Make it happen. I'd love to meet you. And let's talk now, Ashley, about why people should love their business, even if it's not perfect, even if it's an awkward middle schooler. We wrote down a list of a bunch of reasons. Let's go through them. The first one I have... is unlimited income possibilities, right? So there's not really a real ceiling over you, except the ones we impose on ourselves. That's a huge benefit, right?
That's a huge, huge benefit. And those are hard to see. It's hard to see where that's going to go. So sometimes you can be a little nervous about that, but you should love the unlimited possibilities and really dream big for your business.
Yeah, and the fact that you could literally make $1 million in personal income off of a cleaning business, that's real. That's a thing. People do that. It's really true. But what if you had stayed in whatever job you did before? Is there some job position that has a salary of $1 million? No. I'm not saying it's easy. What I'm saying is that there is no ceiling. You can scale and grow and get multi-locations and grow, build your system and scale your system. And the whole time, you make more and more and more income. It's amazing. You can't do that with a job. So if your business is hard, there's a checkbox for you on one reason why you should love that you have a business at all. The next one is time freedom. And even when it's just you, even when it's a tiny little itty bitty thing, like you're still in control. That's awesome.
Yes, I think some people forget this when they go into business, that they do have control. It's not going to be 9 to 5. Might be a little bit different than that. Some days might be. But there's also seasons in your business. If you're really stuck in a weird season where it's really intense, you do have the authority to be over your time.
Mm-hmm.
You have time freedom. You can go on that field trip. I'm going on a field trip to Mackinac Island for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to do that because my husband is a business owner and I work for his business. So I have flexibility there.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge deal, man. Just making the t-ball games, you can coach stuff. Now, look, one of my favorite funny business quotes is is that when you become an entrepreneur, you trade in a 40-hour work week so you can work 100 hours a week, right? But it's not forever. And even in the midst of the 100, you can go to lunch with your wife. You can stop and go do whatever you want. You have total control. Another one of the benefits is the fact that you get to create jobs. There's job creation, which is a huge deal for the local economy. I remember when I hired my first and second employee, I didn't realize at the time how big of an impact that would have on me, seeing them buy their first house, seeing them pay off credit card debt or pay off student loan debt or even finish college working at a job that I created for them. That's a huge, ginormous thing. If you have employees, like, you're literally changing the family tree of someone else. You're changing the dynamics of your local economy. You might not see it that way, but that's a huge benefit for me.
Yes, you can start sponsoring t-ball teams, and you get to do cool things. I mean, it is cool to watch employees that we've had in the past that might not work for that company anymore, but we encouraged them, and they did get to buy their house. It's so huge that you can't even express it in words because it gets you in your guts.
Right. Well, at least it did for us.
Yes.
And if you don't feel that way about your employees, you better push pause and do a gut check.
Yes.
The reason that we have good teams and that we've assembled successful employees in our companies is because we literally care that much, like a lot, and it's very transparent. People aren't stupid. So if you don't care, they know that you don't, and none of this will apply to you.
I have to say, I genuinely loved our employees. I'm going to cry. Sorry. That's a little extra feminine for you. I'm sorry. I love our employees. I love their children. I love their spouses. They are a big deal to us, and they go on from here. And they expand their leadership, the things that you have taught them on how to live their life. It's a big deal.
It's a huge, ginormous deal. Another cool thing is there's no rules. Like, you can create whatever type of environment or company culture that you want. It can be totally unique to your personality. And when I wrote this down, Ashley's like, yeah, you can have Taco Tuesday. Like, you can invent silly, fun things that line up with who you are as a leader and hard bake it into the company culture that you get to create. That's awesome. You can't do that in a job. You don't get to create Taco Tuesday when you work for somebody else. You don't look at Men in Kilts, right? The franchise.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, you can put Men in Kilts and it be your thing.
Right.
You
can... They just wanted to clean windows wearing kilts and it's a whole giant thing now.
I am going to try to instill Taco Tuesday in the Scent Gym office.
Okay.
Or something fun.
Like, I can get down with that.
You be you. That's the awesome part of loving your business.
Yep. And you get to.
You get permission to be yourself and to have it be fun. If you like certain, I can't even think of what people would like.
It doesn't matter. It's up to them.
Yeah. Your business is unique to you. Like we said, men can wear kilts. Your t-shirt design. I've seen all these different t-shirt designs, car designs for their businesses.
Right.
They're just fun.
We had weird benefits for our employees. We do massages and gift certificates and steak dinners, and we do weekend getaways at this local little hotel town. It's this little German town. We just send people up there. We do fake work days on Friday, Saturdays, trick people, give them the long weekends off. We just did cool stuff, and that was part of our culture, and you get to create that, and I think it's cool. Another thing that is a benefit and why you should love your business, even if it's not perfect, is that you're currently getting an extreme financial education, whether you want to or not. So if you just work a job and you get a direct deposit every Friday and you live your life and you wait for the Friday and get the weekends, that's kind of like the standard way to live, right? Entrepreneurism is so different than that. The financial ups and downs, the uncertainty. And actually, here's the big trick the universe plays on you is that it actually gets more complicated financially as you grow. So you think, oh, I need to grow. Then I'll have more money. Well, sort of. But it's actually harder to be at that $350,000 in revenue mark than it is to be at the $100,000 mark, even though there's more money. Oftentimes you make less, but you're educating yourself. You're learning things about cash flow and margins and how to float things and how to pay other people. That's a huge benefit that you get to take with you the rest of your life.
Yes. I think it also, leading into the next thing, is your kids get to learn about this. So we teach our kids at home about business.
All things entrepreneurism.
And when I went to teacher conferences just recently, they had said that our kids were very high in math. And I said, well, that's probably because their daddy does spreadsheets and their daddy does lots of things financially. We put them on board. Now, they do not know our financial status or anything like that. But
no, but we teach them basic concepts, like, and they get to see us take risk and win. They get to see me think of an idea that's only in my brain and then actually make it exist, and I talk about it the whole time. They get to learn about, you know, assets and liabilities and margins and all these things that might not have came up if I just worked a normal corporate job. So, you know, that's a huge benefit. It also changes your family tree. You know, in today's economy, by the way, if your kids don't know how to write code or do something unique or generate money online, if they don't understand social, if they don't understand the internet and software and the way things are going, it's going to be really hard for them to survive. And so you having a business is a huge opportunity to bleed into them and to change your family tree. You know, the kids that are like 9 or 10 years old, like mine, the whole world will be completely different than it ever was by the time that they're at income earning ages. And, you know, I just feel like they have such an advantage because we're in business for ourselves.
I just read a study because I love to read studies about children and leadership and different things like that. And it just said that the kids that learn social skills, real social skills, are going to have an edge in the market when they are adults, because right now it's all on technology and people have very limited actual social skills. And that's something we teach our children too, is leadership and talking to people. I mean, he talks to people about how we would talk to a customer. We talk about all these ideas. Even when they get out of the car, when we're getting out of the car to go to school, I say, how are you going to show leadership today?
Yeah, and to be fair, like, you can teach your kids this stuff if you have a normal job. It's not the same. Like, this is just because we have a business. One of the reasons we love having a business is because it's constantly in the front of our mind. There's constantly, you know, we had an angry customer send Jim, and I like open the email and I tell my kid, I'm like, this person's really mad at me right now. And they're like, why are they mad at you? What'd you do? And I explain it. I'm like, but here's how we're going to handle it. And here's why we do this. And, you know, Maverick, to get what you want, you just have to help as many other people get what they want. And then you'll get what you want automatically. And all these concepts, because it's just a part of our lifestyle, I think it's a huge benefit and why you should love your business too. Not everybody has kids, so we'll move on past that, but it's a big deal. Another benefit is that it's prestigious. Like, everyone really wants a business. You know, even the people that are negative telling you you should get a job, what's wrong with you? Secretly, they want a successful business. They just don't want to have to go through what it takes to have it. But who wouldn't want to be in control and to own a real asset and to create jobs and be a leader in their community? Like, everyone wants it, and guess what? You're doing it. You're doing it right now. Even if it's only you, you're literally doing that. You are a leader. You're blazing a trail. That's amazing. It's prestigious. You deserve a high five. And if you don't quit, you're going to get those high fives in the future.
I think some people don't feel prestigious when they're in the midst of it. So really, really focus on, you know, building each other up in your family and in your business about how cool it is to actually do this.
Yeah, it's also a sellable asset. You can't sell your job. Guess what? You're an accountant somewhere and you leave. You don't get paid, you know, $500,000 to leave your job and go on a beach, right? You don't show up, you no get money now. Very simple concept. So it's sellable. That's a big deal. It's also transferable to your kids, to your spouse, to your neighbor, to your brother, to your mother, to whatever. If it's systemized and you want to move on, someone else can take it over and it will keep producing income even when you're not touching it. That's amazing. You can't do that with a job.
I think also with a job is when people leave a job to start their own business, they feel a really big job insecurity. But really, when you're training yourself and you're creating this business, you're actually getting more secure, in my mind, that
yes,
is.
Yes, I agree.
Because you never know when you're going to get fired or the company's going to downsize or you're going to lose your 401k or your pension or this or that. There's all these things that we have been trained to believe are stable things.
Right.
But they're really not.
They maybe were at one time, but they're not anymore.
they're less stable. It's a little rockier foundation.
Plus, when you have a job, you're a specialist in some narrow skill set, right? If you work in an assembly line, you put the widget on the bumper, you bolt the screw onto the thing, whatever it is that you do, even if you're an accountant or an engineer, typically your job, J-O-B, is very narrow. And so if that job's taken away from you, you have very limited skills that are marketable. And so it's just hard. But think about it. With your business, you're learning like this huge array of skills. You're learning how to sell. You're learning about psychology. You're learning about leadership. You're learning about finance and margin and casting vision and projections. You're learning about how to package things correctly. You're learning about how to do HR and administrative work, how to talk to people on the phone, how to do social media. You're learning about, you know, calls to actions and urgency and scarcity. You're learning about, you know, the technical side of the business, how to repair machines and equipment, how to project your finances into the future. Like, I don't know, I'm just rambling, but that is a massive amount of stuff that's applicable 100 different places if you ever left your business.
And on the flip side of that, to go maybe backwards rewind, we have a good friend of ours who grew a business. I don't think he had any college degree, any education. He built a business, he sold that business, then he became a branch manager at a bank because he had all this business experience. Mm-hmm. So your experience actually can sometimes trump a degree.
Yeah.
In a lot of effects. And then he became a regional manager. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just worked his way up because he had sold his business and created this really cool thing.
That's exactly what I was talking about. That's a really good point. And yeah, he makes, you know, mid to high six figures. Like, he's making a lot of money, loves his life, loves what he's doing, but it all started because he had a business. He learned how to be the over-the-top positive guy when customers walked in the middle of the most stressful environment ever with employees not showing up, and how to make sure everybody got paid, including himself, barely sometimes. And those skills helped him just destroy.
And his business,
his new job, just crush it.
And his business that he sold had nothing to do with the banking industry.
Right.
Nothing to do with
it. Yep. And if you go to college, be an engineer, and then you work as an intern, and then you work for 5 years as an engineer, engineering one specific thing for all those years, you don't have any exposure to the other stuff. So look, the whole point of this, and we'll wrap this up, is you should love your business. Whether you come to the Automate, Grow, Sell experience or not, I want you to be excited about your business. I want you to fall back in love with your business. And even when it gets hard going into May, June, July this year, and I hate time stamping our podcast because then when someone listens to this in like a year, like, and it's not May, June, July, it sounds weird. But we're about to go into busy season. It's about to be crunch time. And you owe it to yourself to invest in yourself, to push pause. Look, this isn't until October. You only need to put a deposit down of $1,000 now to hold your spot. Your hotel is included. All of your food, all of the extras, all included. All the entertainment, all the drinks, all the whatever thing that we do all the different days, all included. You just show up to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we're going to pamper you and get you the one-on-one help you need to get clear and to get a roadmap and a path to achieving whatever it is that you want. Just go to automategrowsell.com/experience. And you can click and apply, and we'll get back with you. Listen, there's only 15 more spots approximately left. That's yes. It. They're going to go quick. You think they're going to go quick?
I think they're going to go really quick. And I am really excited to see and meet whoever they are. On the end of this podcast, I hope it's you. I hope it's you. If I could say one last thing.
Yeah.
Is when I grew up in a box of how I thought things should be. When I married my husband, I thought he was in the box. Come to find out, he decided to get out of the box and try being a small business owner. The best decision we have ever made is to break through that box, to love our business, to have our kids not even know what the box looks like.
They don't even know there is a box.
No, there's no box.
Their entire worldview is outside the box. Our kids know how to dream. They know how to set and achieve goals. They know how to cast vision or get excited about stuff because that's just what we do. That's what business owners do or should be doing.
Our 7-year-old has made it a goal that he is going to go to Iceland. That is his goal. Like, he doesn't know how he's going to get there, what he's going to do, but he is going to Iceland.
Well, one of the biggest indicators of a real entrepreneur is not getting too upset over the how.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What happens when you tell your family, hey, I'm thinking about starting a business? The first thing out of their mouth, if they have an employee mindset or they have no entrepreneurial experience, the first things in their brain are, well, how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to do that? What if, don't you have to be licensed to do that? Don't you? It's like they get stuck. Their brain doesn't work.
Yep.
And they kill their own idea before it even starts. Our kids don't do that.
No, they're not stuck in the box. I don't think this podcast is just about loving your business. It's about dreaming big and loving your life again. Thinking about things that you've never thought were possible. Dream the impossible and go do it.
Man, I'll let that be the final word. Thank you, babe, for coming on here. And let's see how we go.
Go team.
Go team.
Bye. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.